With the blockade in place, she noted, people are stuck and aid is hard to deliver because of the intense fighting.
The relief effort is stretched. Ongoing fighting and insecurity is hampering our ability to move around and has made sustained delivery of assistance to people in need difficult. Until a long-term ceasefire is agreed, we need more humanitarian pauses to enable us to reach those in need. Pauses must be daily, predictable, and adequate in length so that humanitarian staff can dispatch relief to those in need, rescue the injured, recover the dead, and allow civilians some reprieve so that they can restock and resupply their homes.
Medical facilities have been shelled. Schools and other civilian infrastructure have been targeted. Many have sought refuge in UN facilities. Most of them schools turned emergency shelters. An estimated 240,000 people are being housed in those facilities. Pierre Krahenbuhl is the Commissioner General of UNRWA, the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees.
With as many as 2,500 displaced people residing in schools and an average of 80 people to a classroom, we have exceeded the tolerable limits we can accommodate. It is therefore with alarm that I have received accounts of new instructions from the Israeli military to Palestinians to evacuate the Zeitoun area of Gaza City and areas in the vicinity of Khan Yunis.
UNRWA schools have not been spared. Wednesday's attack on a girls' school was number 6, resulting in multiple deaths and injuries. Mr. Krahenbuhl of UNRWA again.
In view of these facts and of the shelling affecting UNRWA schools on 6 occasions, I believe the population is facing a precipice and appeal to the international community to take the steps necessary to address this extreme situation. Should further large-scale displacement indeed occur, the occupying power, according to international humanitarian law, will have to assume direct responsibility to assist these people.
More than 1,300 Palestinians have been killed since the outbreak of hostilities, the majority civilians. Meanwhile, 59 people in Israel have died from rocket fire, 3 of them civilians. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.